I have to talk to you guys about this word that's been in my heart for the last 2 weeks, and I've just been wanting to sit down and film this podcast and just talk to you guys about it. And finally, I have the chance. It's literally 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, and the lighting's pretty bad. I've been through it today. You know, today's been so busy, but I really just want to chat to you guys and tell you about this. So today, we are talking about how your emotions are keeping you from achieving success. If you're new here, this is the Christian Girl Daydreaming Podcast. I am your host, Rochelle. If you're watching this on YouTube, hi. And if you are listening to this on audio, hi to you as well. Let's get straight into it. And as soon as I said your emotions are keeping you from success, from achieving success, I know that you in your head were like, yes, no, it is. And in this episode, I am going to be talking about the 6 ways that your emotions are keeping you from becoming all that God has called you to become and achieve that success. And in the end, at the end of this episode, I am going to reveal to you how you can actually not allow your emotions to control you and overtake you. But stay till the end, because I'm really burning to encourage you. I'm like, it's like a fire. I just want to encourage you. Anyway, but we're gonna have to wait. So the first way that your emotions are keeping you from achieving success is through anger. James 1 verse 20 says, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. To me, anger is almost like your ego. Like when you're angry, I feel like ego has a lot to play in that. So I don't know if you guys have seen, this is more like in the gym community, but how they say, this is my villain arc, or like, I'm gonna prove my enemies wrong, or I'm gonna prove them wrong. And like, I think that's a very good motivating factor. Like if you look at your past and think of, you know, all the people that's wronged you, or maybe you don't think about people, you think about the enemy, like the enemy is always like chasing after me and he's doing all these things, and it's just, you just feel like you just have something to prove, or you want to prove something to someone. I feel like in society that's like a very sick popular driving factor behind people's reason why they want to achieve success. And I want to tell you right now, do not do that. Do not focus on the people from your past. Do not focus about or on people that have wronged you, because I'm telling you now, that is ego, okay? God loves everyone, right? God loves all the people, and we need to, instead of being angry at people and having that anger, we need to surrender that anger to God, lay that ego down. Because see, if you are angry and if you are trying to prove people wrong, then you are kind of saying that you are better than them. You're going to be better than them, right? They are less than you. You are going to be the successful person. And I'm telling you now, you are not going to reach success that way, because God will not allow your ego. God will not allow you to put your ego above his will and his plan for you. And it says that because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. God desires a type of righteousness from you. And when you are angry, that's not what he wants. God does not want that at all. Okay, the second one is you have no self-control. Galatians 5 verse 19 to 20, it talks about the acts of the flesh, such as sexual immorality, impurity, witchcraft, hatred, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, envy, drunkenness, everything like that. And so self-control is so, so key when you are striving for success, because there's another Bible verse that says, if God can trust you with the little, he can trust you with the much. So God wants to see how you are handling and controlling what he's giving you right now. Because see, everything starts somewhere. Everything big has to start small. So when you are busy in that season of your life where things are a little bit small and you have no self-control in that, like for example, finances. If you can't control your profit that's coming into your business and you think that this is acceptable, God is not going to trust you when he, you know, brings abundance into your life, because he actually wants you to take that profit that your business made, control it in a way that is pleasing to God. You are tithing that money. You are saving that money. That money, you know, God can trust you with that. Then he will give you the much. But if you can't control what you have right now, if you don't have that self-control, God cannot trust you with anything else. Okay, so God is kind of seeing, right, how you are handling what he's giving you. Because we know that the Bible says God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth and go from glory to glory, right? So, but God first wants to see, do you have self-control? Can he trust you with that little thing before he'll give you the much, okay? Also, what God has called you to is so important that he cannot allow you to handle it in a way that's not pleasing to him. Okay, so if you are right now not being, or let's say in this season right now, you are giving into the laziness a little bit more. You are sleeping in a little bit more, even though you feel this burning thing like, God has called me to something. I have this vision. I need to run towards this vision. But you keep putting your own selfish needs above, you know, the Bible says, work while it's called day. If it's daytime, work. And I'm not saying grind like the world says. I'm not saying like no sleep on, like you are working 24/7, you're not sleeping, you're going, you have no time for this, that, and the other. That's not what I mean. I mean, are you taking God's call for your life? Are you taking this vision that you think is from him? Are you taking it seriously? Are you good at it? Are you controlling it? Or are you just treating it like it's just an idea? Or are you treating it with seriousness that God wants you to treat it with? Okay. Number three, you have no patience. Okay. I say you have no patience. I'm talking about me as well. So I'm not saying you don't have patience. I'm talking about, this is another area in which your emotions can control you. Okay. Sorry. I just felt like I told you, you have no patience. I'm not saying that at all. Okay, you are not in trouble. Okay, but number three is no patience. Proverbs 16 verse 32 says, better a patient person than a warrior. One with self-control than one who takes a city. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. Okay, the Lord wants to produce that patience within you. Because also patience is so necessary, because as a Christian and in the Bible, nothing happens overnight. Yes, God can do a miracle suddenly, but even before that suddenly, God produces within you a character that can control that suddenly. You need to be ready. You need to be patient enough and have that faith in God to know that I can be patient, because God will bring my breakthrough, my blessing, my whatever, when the time is right. So your patience actually means that you have enough faith in God to know that his timing is better than your timing. Again, we're coming in with that ego thing, right? So your ego is going to say, no, but like I said when I was in high school that I'd be married at 22. Why am I not married? Like, what's wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with you. We need to put God's timing and God's plan above our plan, okay? And when you start to see yourself the way God sees you, you won't have those thoughts of, oh, I'm not married because no boys like me. You know what I mean? Like, when you see yourself the way God sees you, you will understand that, no, there's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with how I view me, not with me. So you need to just view yourself a little bit differently and have that patience, okay? Number four, self-esteem. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Now this is a tough one, because a lot of times I feel like this is a major, major thing with why we don't go for the things that we want to go for, and why we don't strive for that success, or that's why we don't pursue everything that we want to pursue, because we hold ourselves back because we think we're either not worthy, we think we are less than other people. We think that we don't deserve the success, or when we reach for that thing, when we try to get there, we feel like, no, but why me? Like, yeah, I get why those people are successful, because it fits them, but no, can't be me. That can't be me. Like, that person is so successful in their field, it's because they are them. But like, I'll never be there because I am me. And so we can sometimes be our biggest judges. Guys, I'm sorry for my broken English. Sometimes my English is just not the best. You just have to bear with me. But sometimes we can be our worst enemies, because you look at yourself and you say, no, can't be me. Well, I want to tell you something. David in the Bible, he did not say that. We know that David was a man, King David, was a man after God's own heart. Do you know what David was doing in the field while he was patient waiting on God for his breakthrough? He was worshiping. He was spending time with the Creator. The more time you spend with God, the more you will become all that He's called you to be. The more you will truly find your identity. The more you will actually see who you are. And David was spending that time with God, cultivating that relationship with God. And so when his breakthrough came, when that opportunity arose, David said, let me do it. I'll step up to the plate. Because you come to me with your rod and your spear and your staff. I come to you in the name of the Father. I come to you with God. David said, I might be small, okay? I might not have all the training, but you know who I have? God. And so when you look at these things that you want to pursue, and when you look at this person that you want to become, or when you look at this life that you want to one day have, right? It's going to be easy to be discouraged and disheartened because you don't think that you are capable of doing it. And you're right. You are actually 100% right. Me, if I do this business that I have in my own strength, guess what? I will fail. Definitely. Like, I will fall short, because why? The Bible says we fall short. We are all sinful. We make mistakes. We are lazy. We do sleep in. We do miss the gym sometimes. We do look down upon ourselves. That's who we are. That's that Adam nature. So don't feel bad because you are not as productive as you wish to be. It's fine. Because that dream, that vision that you have, God says that He is going to do it. The Bible says, when we are weak, then we are strong. Why? Because God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And when you actually realize that, it will be much easier to put God first in everything you do, because you know that He is your strength. He is the reason why you are going to succeed. He is the reason why your business is going to have profit. He is the reason why your numbers is going to skyrocket, not because of you. And the sooner you realize that God is the reason for your success, the sooner you will just stop worrying and let it go. Okay? Okay. Next one. Number 5, anxiety and worry and stress. Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So much to unpack in this verse. Okay, the first thing that I want to say is, then Christ Jesus will guard your hearts and your mind. There's something so powerful about the mind. You know, I don't know if you guys have read the book Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer, but she talks about how your mind is such a battlefield, right? We are constantly thinking about things every second of every day, okay? And we are thinking about what are we going to eat tonight? You know, where's the next paycheck gonna come from? How am I gonna talk to this person? Who's my next client? How am I gonna do this? There's all these worries, all these stresses in our minds. And you know what? On top of that, the enemy comes and he tells you lies. you are not worthy. You won't achieve what you want to achieve. Look at you. They are better than you. You are less than. So your worries and your stresses of everyday life, plus the enemy's lies and accusations and shame that he tries to put on you, it's a lot. It's a lot. But this verse says that the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. So your thoughts might run around and around and around, okay? Your thoughts and your worries and your anxieties might go crazy, but God says his peace will guard it. It won't affect you as much. You'll be like, where's the next paycheck coming from? You know what? God's got it. It's in God's hands. I don't know. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes we just don't know. And that's fine. Because God says, put your trust in me. Okay? Then another thing that I want to say is, it says, do not be anxious about everything. I mean, do not be anxious about anything. Sorry. The Bible says, do not be anxious. 365 times in the Bible, it says, do not fear. So if the Bible says, do not be anxious, do not be worried, don't be scared, why are we still scared? And again, the Adam nature. Of course we're going to be scared, because worrying about something means that you still have some control over it. Because if you worry about it, you still feel in control. But God says, do not be anxious. Let it go. Let it go and give it to God. That is the biggest act of faith that you will ever do, is to have your anxieties and just letting it go. I know, even saying it, I'm like, ooh, that's difficult. It is, I know. But God says that your faith pleases him. So when you have this big thing that you're like, Lord, how is this money going to come in? How is this relationship going to happen? How am I going to pay the bills? When you have that big of a stress and a worry, and just bringing it to God and just giving it to him, leaving it at his feet, do you know how much faith that takes? And guess what? God is like, now I can work. Now I can do something. Okay. Then the last thing is, present your requests to God. I'm telling you right now, and I told this to my mom the other day, write down what you are believing God for. Get a book, get a paper, get a piece of pen. What? No, get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Write down your worries and your anxieties. Bring your every single one of your requests to God. Because why? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So with prayer and petition, is it in this verse? Wait. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. Yes, do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. By prayer and petition. Praying about it, number one. Number two, petitioning for it. Continually praying about it. You write it down and you pray over that thing every single day. You bring it to God. Okay? Well, I think if you pray about it, you can only pray about it once, but write down your declarations. In faith. So pray about it once, write it down, pray about it, give it to God, leave it in his hands. Then now you write down your declarations. I will be financially free in the next 5 years. I will see breakthrough in my business. 2024 will be my year. I will see God's hand move mightily in my life. And I just want to say before we go on, oh my goodness, this video is so chaotic. Like, what the heck? I just hit my pen to my ruler. Anyway, but it's fine, because you know what? No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. This video is not perfect. Okay. But you know who's perfect? God is. What was I going to say? You see what I mean? Like, this is what I'm talking about. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Number six. Now, this is the last and final emotion that is stopping you from reaching success. Number six. You are copying other people instead of being original. Now, this you can also say, it's like in the same breath as you are judging yourself, you are comparing yourself against other people. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good and pleasing and perfect gift. Sorry guys, I'm a little gassy. I drank Coke Zero. Excuse me. Moving on. So when you realize that God is not going to bless you the way he blessed that other person that you keep comparing yourself, the sooner you will realize that you can actually stay in your lane. You can actually do your own thing. You know what? There's nothing better. There's no better feeling than doing what you feel called to do and just staying in your lane and doing what you think is right. You don't have to keep being like other people. Stop putting that pressure on yourself. Stop putting that heavy weight on your shoulders to be like other people. You weren't called to be like that other girl. She is different than you because she's been called in her way and you are called in your way. So if you keep doing what other people are doing, of course you're not going to reach success. You might reach a temporary success, but you won't be able to maintain that success because as soon as you do your own thing and see God for what he wants you to do in the way that he wants you to do it in your own specific way, then it's going to be easy to do it because there's going to be a grace on it because God has called you to it. So why will God bless something that he has not called you to? He has no obligation to bless you. If you keep copying what other people do, he didn't call you to do that. He's not obligated to bless it. God will finish what he started in you. So if you go and seek the world for, you know, the next strategy to be successful or the next, you know, breakthrough way to get more views, I don't know. Maybe it's good to have strategy, of course. But if you go and copy other people, what other people are doing, why would God bless that, right? Because he's called you to something that there's always a purpose to your calling. There's always a purpose to the vision. So if you don't settle for the counterfeit vision, don't settle for the counterfeit dream. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, and you've written it down and you've prayed about it and you declare it, why do you think that God's going to all of a sudden just bless it because you are copying someone else's vision? No, stay in your lane. Have that patience. Have that faith to know that God is going to bless it in due time. Don't settle for the counterfeit vision. Don't settle for the counterfeit dream. I'm telling you now, God has called you to it. He is taking his time. Why? Because he's producing a character within you. He knows exactly when the right time is to bring the breakthrough. Because if you force the breakthrough, you are delaying the actual thing that God wants to give you. If you settle for a relationship that you are not 100% in that knowing that this is from God, and sometimes we won't know 100% if something is from God, but when you have that peace, when you have that stamp of approval, that confirmation within you that this is from God, why settle for anything less? Okay? Right, so those were the six ways. Those were the six emotions, okay? And so now, I'm going to tell you how you can stop letting your emotions control you and stop letting it keep you from success. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." When you focus on your emotions, do you know that the enemy knows exactly how to control your emotions? How does he do it? Music, movies, the wrong people speaking into your life, your thoughts. The Bible says an idle mind is the breeding ground for the enemy. When your mind is idle, when there's nothing up here. So when is your mind idle? When you're scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on TikTok. The enemy can control your emotions so easily, right? And isn't that like a big, you know, that actually makes me want to be like, then why would I let my emotions stop me, right? So when you know that the enemy can control your emotions so quickly, why would I put on sad music when I feel depressed? Why would I do that? Why would I, you know, watch a romantic film if I'm feeling particularly lonely? Don't do that. go against it, spend time with God. I don't know, go work out, go and fix your mind on things above, read your Bible. I'm telling you now, the enemy literally wants to make you depressed. He wants to make you sad. He wants to make you believe that you're not worthy of love. He wants to put that thought in your mind and be like, why are you not successful? Why have you not received that breakthrough? That's what he does, okay? And of course, everything in our lives happened for a reason. And sometimes we don't understand the reason. And let me tell you something. You might feel like, why are all these things happening to me? Like, why am I the only one not in a relationship? Why am I still 22 and not financially free? Why have I been working on this thing for so many years and I'm still not where I want to be? So many questions we have. And we all feel alone in that. You feel like you're the only one going through this. And I'm telling you right now that whatever you might be going through, whatever feelings you might feel, this verse says that it will all work out for you. God uses everything in your favor, everything. Tactics of the enemy, your mistakes, your impatience, he uses everything and he turns it for your good. Why? Because at the end, it will bring glory to his name. Okay? Then, nothing you do is in vain. Every little seed you plant to grow your business is not in vain. Every prayer you pray, God hears. Every little thing you do that you feel no one sees, God sees it. He sees it, and I'm telling you right now, it's only a matter of time before God is gonna bring that breakthrough. And also, don't miss what God is doing in your current season. Don't just keep your eyes focused on the next that you miss what God is doing. Because God is blessing you. I'm telling you right now, if you are in this path and you are following the vision, you are striving for the dream, going for the vision, I'm telling you right now, don't miss what God is doing. He's blessing you right now. He's keeping you afloat. He's encouraging you every step of the way. This video is God encouraging you every step of the way, okay? And then, of course your dreams are big because you serve a big God. So stop telling you, how is the money gonna come in? How is this gonna happen? Because your problem, your how, your big dream creates a stage for God to bring the miracle, bring the breakthrough, because that's gonna bring glory to God's name. All of this, everything in a Christian's life is to bring glory to God's name and to tell more people about God. We are the hands and feet of Jesus on this earth. Of course, God is going to bless you. Of course he is. Because number one, he loves you. And number two, he wants you to help his other children, the other people. Okay? Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know what you thought of this in the comments if you watch this on YouTube. And if you listen to this on audio, you can rate the podcast if you want to. But I'm telling you right now, it's only a matter of... Sorry. Why do I keep slipping up? Guys, I need to get some English lessons. Anyway. No, actually, it's speech lessons. But anyways, I appreciate you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.